Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Introduce this segment, Nate Bucati. Bragger.
Well, I am going to brag. First of all, I got to play golf with this guy.
Don't hold back.
Oh, man. But
I know where this is going.
Where is it going?
You tell me where this is going, Mike.
That Nate looked like Tom Watson in his prime.
Really?
And I look like John Daly now.
It wasn't
good.
What's wrong with that?
Dude, I think I'm more fun.
I'm John Daly in his right now, right?
Right.
I think we're both at a very similar handicap. If I knew what my handicap was, I feel like I can play it about the same, almost as good as you, which isn't saying much, dude, to be honest with you. But we had fun, didn't we?
It was a good time, but man, we need some work.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be allowed back at the place we played, but this is where I was going to go to brag, because I cannot brag on my golf game. I'm not better than anybody at golf. But do you know what the standings are so far? We're on week three now doing these picks, me versus you.
Nate had a big week last week.
What do we got?
I'm up on you 5-0.
Wow.
Now, one of the prop bets that Steven gave us is ongoing. And you got another home run from Salvi yesterday.
I'm at 43, aren't I?
Yeah, you got a three.
What's
home
Witt
run.
Got now?
Witt's, I think, still on 40 stolen bases. So
Salvi,
you're leading there. So that's your best chance at a win so far. But you're 0-5 against me so far, man. You need to pick it up.
I'm going to dig out of the hole this week. You know, Rome won Bill and Day, though, might take me a few weeks.
That's right.
It's not how you start. It's how you finish. So yeah, this is the Mike's Got This segment where we do picks. I'm playing. Either way, he's donating money to high school football programs. If I win, it's money to the KCK schools. When Mike wins, money to the KC Mo schools. You got to pick it up for the KC Mo schools right now.
No, I'll get it going. I'll get it going, guys.
Well, there's two games. I'll let you have your choice of these two. So okay. which lines you like better will make Nate go last. there's only two local games with spreads because Missouri does not have a spread on that game right now. So Nevada is going on the road to the Bill at Kansas State, and Nevada is a 2-point favorite in Manhattan. And then Baylor going on the road up to Lawrence is a 17-point favorite at Kansas. So you get Baylor minus 17, Nevada minus 2 are the lines of those two games. Your choice, which one you want.
I'm not touching that K-State game with their quarterback down. No way. Oh, man, I think Coach Lance Leipold's going to dial something up for Baylor, keep it under 17. Not going to win, but keep it under 17. So I'm going with KU.
KU plus 17 is your pick. And Nate, you can...
I mean, I'm nervous doing that, which is scary and sad.
But no, it's a good pick.
All right, so I have to pick the K-State Nevada game.
You do.
Man. I tell you what, the way that Howard played last week does not give me a lot of confidence. But I'm going to say that with a week to prepare, knowing he's going to be the starter, the coaching staff knowing he's going to be the starter, they'll be able to put up a game plan. And I think Nevada's getting a little too much love here.
Spit it out!
I'm taking K-State. I'm taking the Wildcats to cover. I think they're going to go straight up and win the game. So I'm going K-State.
All right, you ready for the prop bet?
Let's hear it.
This is fun. Now, on paper, they got you're stupid, Steven. That's what everyone always says. But listen,
I don't think it on paper.
Whatever.
I think it out loud.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So here's the deal. You got three wide receivers we've been talking about all offseason long that are candidates to replace Sammy Watkins in his production. And there wasn't a whole lot of replacer production on Sunday. Mecole Hardman had three catches for 19 yards. DeMarcus Robinson, 1 for 9. Pringle 1 for 6. While Sammy Watkins in his debut for Baltimore, 4 catches for 96 yards. And so it seems like it's a mismatch here, but different games, everything else. Sunday night football, Ravens are hosting the Chiefs. Who has more yards? Sammy Watkins or the combination of Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson, and Byron Pringle?
Combination. Slow on the draw again, Nate.
So I have to take the other side of that?
You got to take Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
It was a blowout for Sammy Watkins last week. What are you for?
Because I'd go the same way.
Why would you explain?
Because I think that
Sammy Watkins wanting to prove himself against his old team. He's coming off a 4-catch, 96-yard effort, and these three guys didn't do nothing for the Chiefs last game.
Yeah, but
all the arrows are pointing towards Sammy, and you want to resist that?
Yeah, because the Ravens are going to blitz like crazy and go cover zero like they do,
mm-hmm.
which is going to leave some one-on-one coverages.
Mm-hmm.
McCole Hardman's going to hit a couple deep passes.
Mike got so mad he just hung up.
Yeah, are you still there, Mike?
No, he's had it with you.
He hung up on you. He's like, screw this.
I think this actually, you're gonna be amazed that I'm saying this. I think it's a big game for McCole Hardman coming up. I think McCole Hardman has.
What will you do on Monday after that? Will you be able to?
I'll see. I'm all for it. I hope he has a great game. I hope he has a great year. But so all right, I'll take. I got Watkins, and he's got the combination. All right, we'll see how it goes.
What would you pick?
I kind of feel bad for Mike. He needs to get some wins here. So
I'd probably take the combo of the three.
All right, you're down for the combo,
but I again last
it's just
week,
yards.
Last week I took Kelce, and Hill had the scrimmage yards.
Right.
So I don't know what that says, Mike.
Well, I did the same thing. It was that one play. I mean, whatever. It's, you know, hey,
whatever.
Hey, blind squirrel finds a nut. I'm going to find it this week. You know, I'm not going to be winless. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no. Look, it's going to even out. Hey, by the way, and of course, this is the Mike's Got This segment. We do this also to support the local area high schools. You were in my old hood, KCK. You were in the dot on Friday night. How'd that go?
It was awesome, except for they made me wear a Wyandotte High School football jersey that was fit for a guy who weighs about 64 pounds. So I was bursting out of the jersey they put me in. So a 41-year-old man in a jersey is embarrassing enough, but when it's a little snug. No, but other than that, it was amazing. I mean, you guys know, that's one of the most beautiful high schools, the Wyandotte High School ever. The setting out there was gorgeous. The people, the kids, everyone couldn't have been nicer. And it was just so much fun. I had my son and his buddy with me. And again, they thought they were at the Super Bowl. I mean, they had a blast. So beyond the selfish reasons of me having fun, being out there and seeing the kids have fun, just supporting those schools just is it's awesome. And we love doing it because it's we see what it's doing for them. And like I said, the equipment, you know, the helmets, the cameras, all that stuff. So we had a blast. Wyandotte did not win. Ruskin got them by two, but man, it was a good game. It was a blast. And this week we got a Schlegel at Washington, so we're staying in your hood, man.
Hey, Washington High is the alma mater of Pro Bowler Daryl Stuckey, who's on the staff at KU now, and a place where I once was absolutely eviscerated by Earl Watson as a high school basketball player. So
I believe
you didn't, you didn't lock Earl down?
No, I didn't quite lock him down. No,
that's
I didn't.
Surprising. That's surprising to me.
Mike, how can people get a hold of you if they need your help?
Yeah, DM Law USA. Get a hold of me there. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. And you guys have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you, Mike. You do the same thing.
All right, bye-bye.
Mike's got this. If you get in a car crash, if you're injured in an accident, DM Law USA.
Our man Darren Smith has texted me and said Sammy Watkins is the right side of that prop bet. So.
All right, well, good, because I got Watkins, so I hope he's right.
I'm just letting you know. He knows what he's talking about.
Hey, I trust him.
I thought it would be easy. I thought, oh, Sammy, of course, he had 96 yards. You wanted to jump on that trio, but maybe, just maybe, you're going to be on the right side. We'll see. Jake said, you said the trio?
Yeah.
I don't want to be rooting for the solar being, the solar reptile or whatever he is.
He's still a good man.
He is a good dude. I always liked Sammy Watkins. But I'm not rooting for him on Sunday. Come on now.
No. I root for Nick Leckie on Wednesdays. After this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.